A 25-year-old technology consultant from Voorhees, New Jersey, is hoping to become the youngest person elected to Congress in decades. He's taking on a powerful Democrat with a last name familiar to many South Jerseyans, Donald Norcross. WHYY's Joe Hernandez has the story of a bitter primary battle shaping up in New Jersey's 1st District.
Donald Norcross is an electrician by trade, something he says the more than 200 lawyers in Congress haven't let him forget since he was sworn in 2014.
You know, they laugh about it and they'll call me over and say, hey, I got this electrical problem. Can you help me out? It's all in good fun.
Norcross says his blue-collar background has led him to pursue policies that encourage job creation and support workers. He recently sponsored a bill to hike the federal minimum wage to $15 over 7 years.
As I've said so many times, the best social program is a good job to give somebody the dignity of taking a paycheck home.
Norcross's challenger in the 1st District, which includes Camden County and parts of Gloucester and Burlington counties, is Alex Law. The 25-year-old NYU grad, who's never run for public office, says Norcross cares more about special interests than he does about his constituents in South Jersey. In this online video, he accuses Donald Norcross and his brother George, widely seen as one of the most powerful Democrats in the state, of running a South Jersey political machine.
It is a machine made up of the worst kind of politicians, one loyal to machine first and constituent second. It is a machine with parts oiled by money plundered from the state and our hometowns. It is a machine people are afraid of.
For one example of this political machine, Law points to the Economic Opportunity Act, a bill Norcross helped write when he served in the state legislature. It made it easier for companies to get tax breaks by moving to Camden, but Law says it wasted taxpayer money without helping city residents.
Why did zero of it go towards addressing the fact that there isn't a single supermarket in the city? If it's supposed to help residents, that is an area of business that not only would create jobs, but would actually help residents of the city. Why did virtually none of it go towards small business owners that live in Camden City, people that would actually hire folks in Camden City?
Norcross says because of the bill, Subaru, Holtec International, the Philadelphia 76ers, and other companies are making never-before-seen investments in Camden.
When we look back over the last two decades, nothing has been happening in economic development. There was many stops and starts that happen there.
The two Democrats agree on the importance of some issues, like education. Norcross emphasizes K through 12 and often discusses the value of apprenticeships, which he opted for instead of a bachelor's degree, while Law wants to reduce college student loan debt. But they also differ on several top priorities. Norcross is big on national security.
Whether it's our neighborhoods to make sure we're safe in any community you lived in, or our nation, which is being challenged every day.
While Law hopes to overhaul the country's campaign finance rules.
You and I might have a disagreement on policy. You might be a Republican, I might be a Democrat, but we cannot have real compromise and real growth in our policy unless we prevent our democracy from being up for sale.
Law also accuses Norcross of voting with Republicans too often, particularly on high-profile issues such as the Keystone XL pipeline, which Norcross supported, and the Iran nuclear deal, which he opposed. But Norcross doesn't see it that way.
I don't vote Democrat. I don't vote Republican. I vote for what is right for the district, and that's what they sent me there to do. I did not get sent there to just blindly follow one party or the other. If it's a good deal for my district and it works for our country, that's what I'm going to do.
Law faces a steep uphill climb in the June 7th primary. Norcross is the incumbent and has endorsements from the Democratic State Committee and groups like the Sierra Club and the State Teachers Union. He's also outraising his opponent 20-1. But that hasn't slowed down Law. The tech consultant built a computer program to target likely voters. He's railed against Norcross on popular websites like the Huffington Post and Reddit. And he says his campaign is stronger because he's ignored all the time-honored political advice he's gotten.
Oh, you need to spend all your time fundraising, you know, talk to rich people, get them to give you money. If you ask rich people's permission to run, that's the only way to do it. It's like, well, no.
You really never want to bet against an incumbent.
Ross Baker is a political science professor at Rutgers University and an expert on Congress. He says Norcross's name recognition, for better or worse, is an asset. Baker also says Donald Trump and Bernie Sanders have made this an unpredictable year, so the insurgent candidate might have more of a chance.
It may be one of those kind of lightning strikes opportunities for an insurgent like Alex Law to come in and knock off a big name and certainly make a statement about the viability of insurgent candidates in a state that generally doesn't support them.
A Republican hasn't represented the first district since the 1970s, so the primary winner is expected to prevail in November. From the New Jersey desk, I'm Joe Hernandez, WHYY News.